In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. 502 years ago, on October the 31st, 1517, Martin Luther nailed the 95 Theses to the door of the Castle Church in Wittenberg, Germany. He intended to begin a discussion about the selling of indulgences. He had been reading the New Testament, and he rediscovered the gospel truth that we are saved by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone. Luther believed the truth of the gospel and was writing against the church practice of selling indulgences, in which you could pay a sum of money to erase the penalty for your sins. The recent invention of the movable type printing press enabled Luther's ideas to be quickly printed and spread throughout Germany. Those hammer blows in 1517 led to Luther being excommunicated at the Diet of Worms in 1521 and becoming a wanted man, dead or alive. With the help of his prince, Frederick, the Elector of Saxony, Luther was hidden in the Wartburg Castle for 9 months, where he translated the New Testament into German. Under Frederick's protection, Luther's Reformation was able to spread. And we rejoice at the success of the Reformation in which we now continue to live and worship. We rejoice. But we need to be on guard against becoming proud of ourselves. Our pride is only in the cross of Christ. We boast in Christ alone. St. Paul writes in Galatians 6, "But far be it from me to boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by which the world has been crucified to me and I to the world." We must guard against pride because of the essence of the Reformation. In the Reformation, the truth Luther risked his life to preach and teach is that we are not saved by what we do. We are saved by Christ alone. If it's not about what we do, then we have nothing to boast about except Jesus. We have nothing to boast about in ourselves. And boasting is indeed a problem with our human nature. It comes so naturally to us to look down on others and think about and talk about how we're better than them. We want to know where we stand. We want to know who's below us in the pecking order. We want to keep score of who's the greatest in sports, in school, at work, in the neighborhood, even at church. We want to boast about our abilities, our accomplishments, all the good things that we've done. We want to be able to boast. But the Reformation takes boasting away from us. Because the truth of the gospel is Jesus has done it all for you. In our gospel reading today, Jesus is teaching lessons using a parable about two men praying at the temple. One of the men is considered to be a good guy. He's a Pharisee. He follows the rules. He does the right things. He is a respected religious leader. He is a pillar of the community. The other guy is a bad guy, a tax collector, a lowlife, a sellout to the enemy. He's an outcast from society. He's not welcome among the good people. And both these men are praying. The good guy prays a boastful prayer about how good he is and how much better he is than the other guy. The bad guy stands far off, will not even lift his eyes to heaven, but he beats his breast and says, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner." The good guy prays a proud prayer. The bad guy prays for mercy. Which one leaves the temple forgiven? Which one is justified before God? The bad guy is the one who's forgiven. He who humbles himself before God and begs for mercy is forgiven, and all his sins are washed away. The one who appeals to his own good works remains in his sin. This is the Reformation truth uncovered by Martin Luther. It's not about you. It's about Jesus for you. Salvation is completely accomplished by God. You have nothing to boast about except to boast in the cross of Christ. It's not about you. And that may seem harsh, but it's truly such sweet good news. It's such great good news because if even the tiniest part of your salvation were dependent on your works, you'd be in constant doubt as to whether you have done enough. Did I pray enough? Did I repent enough? Did I love enough? Did I give enough? Did I do enough? This is what made indulgences so popular. You could pay for a piece of paper that transferred the merits of the saints to your account so you could say, you've done enough. But that's not how it works. The amazing good news is that Jesus has done it all. So did I do enough? It's the wrong question. The question is, did Jesus do enough? And the answer is yes. Jesus' life, death, and resurrection is enough to save you. In your baptism, Jesus seals you in his forgiveness. You trust Christ. You know you are forgiven. You live your life in his love. You love and serve others as Christ loves and serves you. In this parable from Jesus, there are two lessons. Do not trust in yourself, and do not treat others with contempt. Getting on your knees and confessing that you are a helpless sinner at the beginning of the service is a public confession that you do not trust in yourself. Live out your life in humble submission to God's will, and do not look down on others, no matter who they are. Ponder the truth that Jesus died for all people. And remember, it means all people. Anyone you see is someone for whom Jesus shed his blood. There's no one you get to dismiss out of hand because they're not good enough. None of us are good enough. And yet, we're still constantly tempted to look down on others. Dismiss others, write them off as being unworthy, unimportant. We're tempted to separate the world into the good guys and the bad guys. We want to have these categories, and yet we learn from today's gospel reading that Jesus does not care about these categories. We should not care about these categories. We're all the same. We're all sinners. We all need Jesus. So when you're tempted to label someone as a bad guy, don't. When you're tempted to label a group of people in order to dismiss them, don't. When you're tempted to look down on someone else and think badly about them and talk trash about them, don't. The only label you should use is someone for whom Jesus died. That person you want to trash is one of God's precious creations who needs Jesus just as much as you do. When you're tempted to dismiss someone as unimportant, remember the next lesson from our gospel reading today. The disciples stopped the people from bringing their babies to Jesus to have him bless them. The disciples must believe that Jesus is too important or too busy to be involved with a bunch of infants. But how does Jesus respond? Jesus called them to him, saying, "Let the children come to me. Do not hinder them, for to such belongs the kingdom of God. Truly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child shall not enter it." There is no one who is unimportant to Jesus. We all come to Jesus, not as proud, important people, but as vulnerable, helpless, spiritual infants. So you celebrate and remember the Reformation and all that Martin Luther did to accomplish bringing us the sweet truth of the gospel. Do it knowing that the gospel truth leaves no room to boast except in Christ on the cross for you. In 63 days, God willing, I and a number of you will get to stand in front of the doorway in Wittenberg, Germany, where Luther nailed those 95 theses and unknowingly began the Reformation. We'll stand over Luther's grave inside the castle church. And as you do that, remember the truth that Luther brought to light. Jesus died for sinners like you. Remember the essence of the Reformation. Jesus did it all for you. Rejoice not in your works, but in your eternal salvation given to you by your Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. And now may the peace of God, the peace that is beyond understanding, keep your hearts and minds in true faith until our Lord Jesus returns in glory. Amen.